BBC, Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, James Anderson as Oliver, Fiona Hampton as Lulu, and Silas Carson as Sunil. Who Needs Enemies? By Justin Young. Previously.
It's the first rule of office relationships. Be discreet.
Michael? You forgot this.
I buy in the supplies from a perfectly legitimate company which happens not to be accredited by the NHS.
And they supply watches too?
He thinks the pressure of going straight back into theatre might be too much.
Do you think you can do me a favour and do it for me?
Really?
No, not really.
A little less transparent next time, maybe?
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, you're all hurt.
The rules about looking after your mum.
You have no idea what the hell you're talking about, no idea. So why don't you shut your mouth and stay out of it?
Michael punches Rick.
That's for everything!
This is a day in the life of my dad, Michael Spence. He's 42 years old, he's 6 feet tall, and he's a consultant surgeon, which means he has to take responsibility for the younger doctors, show them what to do.
Michael and Lulu are kissing.
He really likes his job.
Nice suction there. Good. Well, good morning, Mr. Barty. I do apologise for the last-minute change of time and venue. Mr. Templeton here is an unexpected guest.
Are we going to postpone?
No.
Tempest fugit. Besides, we only have 8 days left.
8 days?
Now, this isn't working.
Yes, the board have set a date for an internal review.
We got the go-ahead.
We'll try again.
Well, if they forward the proposal to Sir Fraser, we'll get the go-ahead. Clamp vessels. If not, Mr. Spence, you and I face humiliation and possibly even redundancy.
I can't see them saying no. The figures speak for themselves.
Well, the figures you've produced so far are for the trial. What I need to see now is your full year one business plan for the dedicated plastics ward.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I should like to see them on my desk this time tomorrow morning, please. Marvellous. Pupils fixed and dilated. Mr. Templeton, while driving to work this morning,
made the now fatal error of trying to answer his mobile phone.
Generally advisable to focus on one thing at a time. I'd like to check to see if he's carrying a donor card, please, and inform the next of kin.
Where is your partner in crime,
by the way?
Where do you think you're going?
Ah, come on, I got a meeting.
I'm not going to let you go. You're all mine.
Lulu, I really got to go.
You're a consultant. You haven't really got to do anything. That's the whole point. Anyway, what could be more important than me?
Well, I got a meeting with the tall Swedish guy, and then I've got a date with a hot girl even younger than you.
Who, Mikey? Who?
It's my daughter, Jasmine. She's got a project for school. A day in the life of my dad, so I have promised her that she could spend the entire day with me here at work.
Oh, how adorable. I'd love to meet little Jasmine.
Jasmine. I'll bear it in mind. I really gotta go.
Lulu walks into AAU with a big smile on her face.
She's like every single day. She's lazy, she lies, and her attitude sucks. Please, please tell me why she is still here, Sasha.
Our hands are tied. You know that.
Well, I'd already answered all the questions, you know, did you pack this bag yourself, blah, blah, blah. And I was just heaving my bag onto the little, you know, conveyor belt thingy, and that's when the woman asked me, was I okay, and I realised I couldn't breathe properly.
Okay, and if you could...
You're very pretty.
Thank you.
No, really, I mean, you are, like, you could be a model or an actress or something.
Shh, don't be silly.
No, you are. I mean, you've just got that glow about you, like someone in the first flush of a passionate love affair.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Oh, I knew it. Is he a doctor or something?
Consultant.
Oh, no wonder you look so happy, you know. There aren't many good ones left. Whatever you do, make sure you don't let them get away.
I don't intend to.
Oh, right, so can I go?
Sorry, no. We'll definitely need to run some tests. I'd like to do an arterial blood gas and maybe a chest X-ray.
No, you don't understand. Oh, God, what took you so long?
Making up an incredibly elaborate lie for why you had to ditch a client meeting at 10 minutes' notice. Two questions. Are you OK and why aren't you in Malaga?
Well, I'm supposed to be. That's the whole point. Well, you have to help me, Al.
Help you how?
Well, you just have to get me out of here. There's another flight at 3 o'clock. You have to make sure I'm on it.
Well, how am I supposed to do that?
Was it one of those dreams?
Gardener!
Oh, I bet it was, you dirty little monkey. What was you wearing?
The usual. Scrubs, no makeup, a malicious smile.
Man, you got a bad if you're dreaming
about
it.
It's the inconsistency of it that does my head. In 1 minute, she's offering me a reference, the next she's using me like a personal minion. I am starting to look forward to this place closing.
How do you, Valentine? You look like someone dug you up.
Oh, poor Ollie's been having nightmares.
Oh, don't tell me, anxiety dream. You're naked in the theatre and Hanson's giving you marks out of 10. What? I'm not saying that's a dream I've had.
Well, I hope he gave you 4 marks.
We got a transplant. Since when?
Yeah, Peter O'Gorman, since the lung became available over an hour ago.
I'm in.
Oh, yeah? You want to help out?
Of course I do.
Great. You can collect him. He should be arriving any minute.
Collect him? That's a porter's job.
You want to help or not?
I'm supposed to be a junior doctor.
Yeah, I heard that rumour too.
Outside.
So, how long have you been on Darwin Ward then?
Long enough. Why do you ask?
Oh, I've just been on the transplant list for 2 years now and I don't remember seeing you before.
2 years?
Yeah.
Pretty excited.
When they confirm a donor's a match and when they wheel me into that theatre and when they start counting down, then I'll be excited.
You should have waited for me.
I did, but you didn't show up. We are equal partners in this thing. If there are decisions being made,
I
need to be
I should have cancelled the meeting with Hanson because you can't get out of bed in time.
Oh, come on, man. That is not
where were you then?
I had a patient on AAU.
AAU. AAU is irrelevant right now, Michael. We are this close to finalising the biggest deal of our careers.
Yeah, sure. How close?
September 12th.
He set a date.
And he wants a full business plan for year one on his desk by this time tomorrow.
Right, so we're almost there.
Right. You and I are going to grab 2 litres of coffee, we're going to lock ourselves in that boardroom, and we are not coming out until we have compiled the sexiest dossier Hanson has ever seen.
Right now.
Well, do you have a problem with that?
No, I just have a student who I'm helping with a research project, and... Yeah, I'll cancel.
Chantal, Elizabeth.
Yes, this is
Barry Bennett in bed 3. He's group and cross-match and IV fluids. I'd like you both to work together on this, please.
Yay! Dream team, right, Elizabeth?
I really don't think it needs two of us to do that. Not a good use of resources. I can take care of it.
Elizabeth scurries off.
I know I messed things up with the mum last week, but I've said I'm sorry. Why can't we just be engaged?
Excuse me, mate. Looking for Chrissy Williams? And you are? Stephen, agency nurse. Right. Yes. Of course you are. Good for you.
Hi, I'm Chrissy.
Where do you want me?
Chantal, could you show Nurse Hopewell where the locker rooms are so you can get changed, please?
Sure.
Catch you later.
I'm agency too. You'll like it here. Everyone gets on dead well.
Since when did you have a problem with male nurses?
I don't.
Mm? So what was that all about then?
What?
Is it because he's handsome? Are you jealous?
He's not that handsome.
Very smart, apparently. Excellent references.
Can't be that smart.
Why? Because he's a nurse?
All right. I don't have a problem with male nurses. I just don't find it as easy. That's all. It's like there's a natural order, a flow. When there's a male doctor, female nurse, it just feels more...
Right.
Yes.
Remind me, why am I going out with you?
Hey, it's me. Look, something's come up at work. It's kind of an emergency, so it's not gonna work out. Tell Jasmine that I'm sorry and I'll make it up to her. All right, bye.
The transplant patient.
What's she like to work with then? A ginger ninja.
Fine.
Oh, imagine a managerial technique's a bit more stick than carrot. Oh, come on, man. If I'm going to be playing the waiting game for the next 5 hours, it's going to be a pretty long wait if that's what you're going to give me.
She's demanding, certainly.
But you find you work with all them,
do you? Why do I feel like I'm being interviewed?
I'm sorry. It's a fool's habit. I'm a recruitment consultant. It's what I find interesting. Whether or not people in the right jobs, whether they're realising their potential.
Well, I've been doing this for some time, so I think that ship may have sailed.
You do realise we spend at least 20% of our lives at work.
Actually, as a junior doctor, that's more like 70%.
You don't want to be stuck in a job you don't find rewarding. Life's too short, yeah?
Valentine.
Excuse me.
Oliver joins Jack.
So, what's your name then, love?
Nurse Tate.
That's not your name. What do your pals call you?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I wouldn't have had you down as an Elizabeth.
No?
No, I'd have gone for something a touch more exotic. You know, a name more befitting an African queen like yourself.
Your pulse is a little on the fast side.
Can you blame me? Tell you the truth, Elizabeth, everything I do tends to be pretty fast, you know. That's how I ended up in here, taking a corner on my bike.
I would like to order a urine test.
Are you always this serious? I bet you've got a lovely smile, haven't you? Now, what's a guy got to do to see it?
Peeing in this pot would be a step in the right direction.
Oh, listen, I've got a bit of bruising, but it's in a bit of an intimate area, if you know what I mean. I don't know whether you want to take a look at it.
Why don't we wait and see what the urine test shows?
You're the expert.
Do you think I should go and help her out?
Oh, give her some backup with Pervy Pete over there.
I think if you want to get Elizabeth back on side, I'd leave her to it.
So, 85% of our clients have rated us outstanding or excellent. 10% rated us very good, and the other 5%...
Were your patients?
...was Rose Stanley.
We can absorb Rose Stanley. What happened to her had nothing to do with clinical error. She was a one-off, an anomaly.
Well, as long as we can get through the next 8 days without screwing up...
Quite honestly, unless the board have an aversion to clinical excellence and making money...
This is the NHS. Yep.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Spence, you left this in AAU. Thought you might be missing it.
Thank you.
Also, you'll need it downstairs.
Well, I'm sure that Mr. Levy can handle it.
Really wants a consultant's attention.
Well, now is not a good time.
Well, that's a real shame. Thanks anyway, Mr. Spence.
Are you out of your mind?
So we got your results back, and your oxygen levels seem to be normal.
Oh, great. So can I go?
No. Your blood results are not so normal.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means I'm sending you up to Darwin to run a few more tests.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I have to go.
The nurse is going to be here to take you up shortly.
Do something. Come on.
I understand you have to be very cautious in these situations, but it's absolutely vital that she gets on that flight.
Yeah, because she has a rare melanin disorder, and if she doesn't get enough sunshine, she will die.
No.
You want to be a good friend? We'll tell her to skip the flight and get her ass up to Darwin.
Sunil and Michael in the boardroom.
Even by your standards,
Mrs. Relax.
Her father is Sir Fraser Anderson.
Yeah, I know.
He can do to this project exactly what you're doing to his daughter.
Hey! Listen to me. I know what I'm doing.
It's not you I'm worried about. You two have a little lover's tiff. She goes crying to Hanson or straight to Daddy.
That is not gonna happen. Her dad doesn't even know anything about us.
Well, you better keep it that way.
Sunil, trust me. I've got this under control. Oh, great. Spence, I thought my message was perfectly clear.
Come on, Michael, you can't just cancel on half an hour's notice. She's been looking forward to this for weeks.
Yeah, obviously it's not ideal.
Oh, you could say that again, but you're the one who keeps complaining to Annalise that you don't get to see enough of your kids.
It was any other day.
Okay, all right, she's just gonna have to shadow me. But a day in the life of my mother's significant other doesn't exactly have the same ring to it.
Yeah, so why can't we postpone?
Because the project has to be handed in tomorrow morning.
Can I get some money for our chocolate?
Yeah, sure, come on.
All right, Dan?
Yeah, all right. It's okay, Rick, I got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, Jasmine, I'll see you later.
Latest potatoes.
Oh, Dr. Hutchison. How kind of you to drop by. I was hoping that maybe if you had a spare sec, you might want to do some, you know, medical stuff. Are you too busy?
A consultant needed me on Darwin.
Yeah, needed you for what? An urgent mouth-to-mouth or pushing fluids?
You can't just keep disappearing like that. Back me up here, Sasha.
Lulu, you know, Ed is right. Your performance lately has been perhaps a touch below par.
I'm really sorry you think that. God, I'm mortified. The last thing I want is to let the team down in any way.
No, exactly. Of course not.
Thank you for being so clear and so honest, Mr. Levy. From now on, I'll be on my game.
Well, you can make a start by taking a look at Mrs. Piggott in bed six. She's suffering from abdominal pain and is ill by mouth, so IV fluids and a catheter, please.
Right you are, boss.
And I need you to sort these out, alphabetized and filed, ASAP.
It would be my pleasure.
Doctor.
Problem?
That other doctor wants to send me upstairs for tests. But really, I think it's a waste of time.
Which doctor?
The scary-looking one with the whole emo thing going on.
Dr. Petrenko.
I know you have to be cautious and everything, but really, I'm feeling so much better.
Later, outside.
Even by your standards, this is a special kind of mental.
Yeah, but it'll take us like 25 minutes to get to the airport. That's assuming there's no traffic.
That's assuming you don't die in the back of the taxi.
Yeah, but you also have to check in at least an hour in advance.
Okay, you can't hardly breathe. Now, that's not a good sign.
Stop fussing, I'm only hyperventilating. And you saw that doctor, she said I was fine.
Yeah, that doctor was on a different planet. I trust the emo more than I trust her.
My flight.
Look, Meals. No, well, then take a later one. Now, come on, Meals, this is nuts. Big time nuts. At macadamia level. Wait, oh!
She collapses in his arms.
Meals!
I assume hovering in my eyeline is your way of trying to get my attention.
Peter's lung capacity.
What about it?
It's down to 20%, so if this donor lung isn't a match...
Yeah, his absolute last chance. OK, you should inform him, see if he wants us to call Aurelie and all that.
I should. You're his consultant.
Your point is? Look, it'll be good experience for you and you need to start thinking about that CV, don't you?
How long have you had the breathing problems for?
Oh, I don't know. Not long, a few days maybe. On and off, but it's not serious. I've always been a hyperventilator. Spent half my school career with a paper bag glued to my face.
Not literally glued, all right? Be a bit weird.
How long have you two been together?
We're not friends.
We're just best friends.
Since Freshers' Week.
Yeah, but don't ask us how long ago that was, or I might have to kill myself.
OK, I'm going to run a chest X-ray.
Oh, there's no need.
It's just to be sure. OK? We're still waiting for your notes to come up, but in the meantime, is there anything you think I should know? Any history with heart or lung disease?
No, I've always been as fit as a butcher's dog, haven't I, Hal?
Why don't you just tell him about your operation?
But it's got nothing got to do with that.
What operation is this?
So Darwin Ward is for people with heart and lung problems.
Well, it was, but it's going to be turned into a plastics ward.
What about all the people who have problems with their heart and lungs?
How's your hot chocolate?
Hot and chocolatey. Am I boring you?
No. Why?
Because you've looked at your watch like 15 times in the last 2 minutes.
Jasmine, it's fine.
You know, you don't have to do this. Nobody's making you.
Yeah, I know.
I bet Mum £2 you bail on me.
What? Why would you think that?
Because you always do.
Come on, that is not fair. We're going to talk about this. Yeah, Sahira, what is it?
Elizabeth's patient, Barry, holds up his urine sample.
Well, not the most romantic gift you've ever received.
Thank you.
See, no blood. Clear as Sauvignon Blanc. Do I win a goldfish?
We'll still need to get it tested. Sometimes blood can only be seen microscopically.
Oh, beauty and brains. I bet you're beating your suitors off with a stick, ain't you?
I am...
You're shy. I like that. Oh, it's charming. Very rare these days.
I don't think that's appropriate.
You know, most girls are so in your face, but you... Well, you're like a puzzle just waiting to be cracked. The Enigma code in a starch cotton uniform. Because I bet you look a lot different when you're out of your uniform, don't you? Talking of which, I really would like you to take a look at this bruising. I've done a proper job.
Hold it right there. What do you think you're doing, trying to flash your bits and bobs at Nurse Tate?
Well, I wasn't trying to flash at anybody. She's a nurse and I wanted to show her my bruising.
I've spoken to Sister Williams, Elizabeth, and she suggested that I take over Mr. Bennett's care for now. She needs you to deal with another patient.
No, oh, what a shame. We're getting on like a house on fire, aren't we, Elizabeth?
Chantelle, a word, please. What did you have to go and speak to Chrissy for?
I was just looking out for you.
I don't need you to look out for me.
Some dirty old perv tries to flash his nuts at you and makes totally gross comments. I'm not just going to stand there and do nothing, am I? What kind of mate would I be?
We're not mates. We're colleagues.
It's fine, I don't mind. It means I win £2.
Come on, I keep telling you, I am not bailing on you.
Cool, so I can come with you then?
Sit down.
My project's going to be really interesting. Had a hot chocolate, went home again. Reckon I'll get an A grade for that.
Mikey?
Wait.
I'm so sorry about earlier. I hope I didn't make it awkward with El Quiffo.
No, it's fine.
Listen, I've been thinking. And what we need is to get away from all this. A weekend away, just you and me. Have some us time. What do you say?
Hi, I'm Jasmine Spence, Mikey's daughter.
Jasmine, this is Dr. Hutchison. She and I work together.
Of course. You're here to spend the day watching Daddy at work, aren't you?
Supposed to be, but he's trying to ditch me.
Is this true, Mr. Spence?
I just keep telling you, I have to pop to the ward, all right? I will be back soon.
Aren't you taking her with you?
No.
You can't just leave her here.
You got a better idea?
I can keep an eye on her.
You?
Why not? I'm great with kids. I'm like a sexy Mary Poppins.
When I was first diagnosed, my residual lung capacity was 49%. And it's been falling on average to about 5% every year, so anything above 30 will be a bonus.
It's not good.
That's a little vague. We're talking far from ideal, a bit disappointing, or shall I stop writing my will? Come on, Ollie, I'm a bloke. I love statistic.
It's down to 20%.
The transplant patient's face falls.
So listen, Peter, you know what this means. If the donor lung isn't a match...
At what capacity would you say you're living your life, expressed as a percentage?
I'm supposed to be talking about you.
It's just a question we ask potential job applicants.
I've never thought about it.
You see, I know that I'm living my life to its maximum capacity right now. And that's all that matters, isn't it?
Peter, is there anyone I can call for you?
No. Not yet.
What is so urgent?
Amelia Warner.
Who is that and what is she in for?
Difficulty breathing, chest pains, and suspected CT complications.
So what's that got to do with me?
Well, just over 2 months ago, she had a breast augmentation, and you performed it.
For crying out loud, you made us look like a bunch of absolute buffoons. Discharging a patient with a PCO2 of 2.9...
You told me she was feeling fine.
She told you? Oh, well, never mind her arterial blood results, you know.
There's no need to be sarcastic, Mr. Levy.
Believe me, Lulu, sarcasm is the only thing between me and a mental episode right now.
Well, I'm going to reflect on what we can all learn from this. Even though Dr. Petrenko ran the tests on the patient and assured me she was ready to discharge, I should have checked the results myself.
Dr. Petrenko?
I'm not blaming Fries. She's a very capable doctor. But we all make mistakes. And she's been through a lot lately. She's not quite herself, is she? And now, I'd better get back to my other responsibilities. Thanks for the talk, Mr. Levy. Very inspiring.
Lulu hurries to join Jasmine outside the unit.
Filing. Nearly done. Just picking the finishing touches.
Frida, a moment, please.
All right, let me get this straight. She came in presenting with hyperventilation.
Exactly.
Is she an asthmatic?
Nope.
Then it's a panic attack. You need me for that?
It doesn't feel like a panic attack. I'm thinking maybe a collapsed lung.
First of all, that would have showed up right after the operation. Second of all, I'm not the kind of surgeon who accidentally pierced someone's lung.
I'm not suggesting that you are. But look, the blood gases are giving me nothing, and I wondered if you remember anything out of the ordinary about her.
Look, I've done dozens of augmentations over the last few months. I remember nothing about her. If she's having breathing problems, then that's your territory. So run a CT. Come on, do your thing. I'm busy right now.
Oh, the last flight leaves at 6.
Well, here's a crazy idea. What if we don't go?
I mean, it's not like it's your wedding.
It is like it's my wedding. The bride and groom are completely irrelevant. Thought you would have figured that out by now.
Hey, are you joking now? I'm not sure if I can even tell anymore.
Everything I've done for the last 8 months, the hours on the treadmill, the starvation, the... these...
It's all been leading up to tomorrow.
For all you know, he's met someone else.
No, he hasn't.
It's been 8 months.
No, I check his status online every day, sometimes twice. And then there's the text. Looking forward to seeing you at Kate and Jim's wedding. Looking forward to seeing me.
You're a talented wordsmith, then.
Right, Amelia, I'm going to book you in for a CT scan. That way we'll have a better idea of what we're looking at. Okay?
If I don't make it to Malaga, if I don't make it to that wedding tomorrow and I have to spend the rest of my life on my own, I'm going to blame you.
Oh. A CT scan?
Mr. Hamilton, I'd like to check your pelvis and abdomen. Make sure you haven't shattered one or both of your testicles, for instance.
God's teeth, you don't beat about the bush, do you?
Hopefully everything will still be in one piece. Well, two pieces.
I've been riding that bike for years. The first time I've ever had a prank. I don't know. Have you ever been on the back of a motorbike?
I used to go out with this guy, Darren, for a bit. He had a moped. Well, it wasn't really his. It came with the job.
A moped? It's not the same thing at all. I'm telling you, you ain't lived till you felt 70 horsepower between your legs.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, don't take my word for it. I'll take you for a spin. I warn you, though, you'll have to hold on tight. I like to ride her pretty hard.
I'm sure.
You'll have to put your arms around me like this. Whatever you do, don't let go. Could be fatal.
I wouldn't, you know.
Oh, don't worry, we're just having a bit of fun, ain't we, Chantal?
You might be.
You see that well-built man over there?
Yeah?
That's Mr. Hamilton. And he is Chantal's boyfriend.
What?
They don't like to talk about it on the wards because it doesn't look professional. But what you should know is that his nickname is Psycho Hamilton for a very good reason.
Barry unhands Chantal. Then Elizabeth walks off with a hint of a smile on her face. Lulu and Jasmine are sitting on the stairs.
So, we could play a game if you like.
Games are for babies and losers.
Not all games. Like, when I was your age, I used to like playing I Spy.
Are you my dad's girlfriend?
Yes, I am.
He's 42, you know.
I know.
How old are you?
22.
You're closer to my age than to his.
Yes. So, maybe rather than thinking of me as your dad's girlfriend, you should think of me more like a big sister. I think we could have fun, don't you?
I'm starving.
Okay, well, why don't we get you something to eat? What do you feel like?
Chocolate or some crisps?
Oh, sweetie, no. It's not a good idea. Because then you'll get all big and fat. Boys don't like fatties.
I bet you were fat when you were younger.
Don't be ridiculous. I've never been fat. And I never will be.
Oh, God, no.
80 milligrams for his mite.
What did you do to her?
I did nothing. Your patient ended up with pulmonary edema because someone overloaded her with fluids.
She hadn't passed urine in hours.
Yeah, that's because instead of putting the catheter into her bladder, you stuck it into her...
Well, it's done now. So there's no point arguing about it, is there?
No. Because you would lie anyway, the way you lied about the discharge of Amelia Warner.
Don't know what you mean.
Of course you do.
Honestly, leave the ward for a two-minute loo break and all hell breaks loose.
But Hutchison, any sign of those patient files yet? You said you were just finishing them an hour and a half ago.
Sure, I'll just go get them.
Jasmine gives Lulu a knowing smile.
Her oxygen saturation is getting worse by the minute. I need to know what these lumps in her soft tissue are. What if they are what's causing the inflammation?
Before we put the patient through the trauma of opening her up again, why don't we see how she responds to the steroid treatment?
Silicone.
What?
That's what these lumps are. Silicone granulomas. That is what's causing the inflammation.
Well, what are they doing in there?
It's a perfectly normal side effect of the procedure. Nothing serious. Steroids should sort it out. Leave it with us.
Well, you'd know better than me.
Are you actively trying to sabotage us?
If she has silicone pneumonitis, that is serious and we need to fix it.
Not today we don't. If Hanson and the board find out you're responsible for a silicone embolism, then it is game over.
I'm responsible.
She's your patient, isn't she? Yeah, all right, fine. So what do you suggest we do? You tell her it's a routine side effect.
You get the inflammation under control and we get it the hell out of here until the internal review is over. Unless you want her to blow the whole thing.
Why did you tell that lady you just popped out for 2 minutes?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that.
We sat on the stairs for 13 minutes. I counted.
Well, I was having so much fun, it felt more like 2 minutes.
Does my dad know you tell lies?
Look, Yasmin.
Jasmine.
Whatever. You need to cut me some slack here, okay? Whether you like it or not, I'm going to play a big part in your dad's life from now on. Now, I know you like spending time with him. So if you and I get along, that'll happen. If we don't, not so much. And take it from someone who knows. Boarding schools, not much like Hogwarts. So, why don't we play a game?
I already told you games were forbidden.
Not this one. How well do you know your alphabet?
I'm 11.
You and I are going to be great friends. I can just tell.
So it's a perfectly normal side effect of breast augmentation.
See, I told you there was nothing to worry about.
So you're saying it's normal to have problems breathing?
Well, the steroids should bring the symptoms under control, but if not, if the problems still persist after a day or so, then come back in.
There's a flight at 6, I could still make it.
I'm sorry, are you serious? You're letting her go?
Hopefully.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you look at her, do you see a human being or just dollar signs?
Hal!
No, I'm not trying to be rude.
No, Hal, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've gone along with this ridiculous business. I'm sorry I didn't tell you that this was a terrible idea the moment you first told me.
You told me it was a brilliant idea.
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, nice. Well, that's you all over, isn't it? Nice.
Are you even thinking, butchering yourself like this? You looked better before.
But when I was as flat as a pancake, I looked like a 12-year-old boy.
At least you looked like you, not like some cheap porn star.
Oh, I'm surprised you even know what a porn star looks like. You're such a sexist amoeba.
Hal turns on his heel to leave, but then spins round to say something to her, before changing his mind and walking out.
All right, take it easy.
Sahira runs in.
She's gone into respiratory arrest. We need to get her into theatre, now.
Elizabeth, I'm starting to feel a bit unloved over here.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've been sitting here for hours while everyone else will get the royal treatment. You know, it's enough to give a fella a complex.
Well, we still need to run a CT scan.
Well, you said that an hour ago. What's keeping you?
I'll just go and check with our orthopaedic consultant.
You mean Psycho Hamilton? Sure there's no one else?
Pepe Le Perve is written on Barry's board.
You are terrible.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll need to wipe it off before someone sees
it. Nurse Tate! I believe there's an intra-abdominal CT needs doing.
Bed 3, is it?
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes. Well, how's it all going? You settling in okay?
Just wondered what people do for lunch around here.
I'm not sure what the nurses do. I believe it's a Tupperware in the staff room sort of a jobby. Not sure if you're a Tupperware kind of guy. Or Chrissy? Nurse Hopewell here is wondering where he could get some lunch. Maybe you could show him the ropes.
In theatre, Michael removes one of Amelia's implants.
Leaked everywhere. It's an absolute mess in here. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, of course you haven't. You know how rare silicon pneumonitis is?
It's got to be some kind of fault with the implant.
Why?
Because an implant doesn't just rupture like this.
Have you ever heard the expression a bad workman always blames his tools? All it would take is the tiniest nick on the scalpel as you were putting it in. What other possible explanation could there be?
Lulu's smug smile is wiped off her face when she sees the files she gave Jasmine spread across the staff room floor.
I've made up a new game. Do you want to play? It's a bit like Snap, just instead of matching up the same cards, you match up what's wrong with people. Like fractured hip and... fractured hip.
You've done this on purpose, haven't you? You literally...
Well, if you'd actually done your job yourself and not tried to get an 11-year-old to do it...
Oh, my God, I'm screwed. What the hell is so funny?
Your face.
Well, you look funny all the time and not in a good way.
That doesn't even mean anything.
It means you're an ungrateful little brat.
I don't even know why my dad likes you. You look like a horse. A big, fat, ugly horse.
Shut up!
Bite me.
Hey, where are you going now?
Lulu's gonna get her ass kicked.
Because?
No one hits my daughter.
What the hell is your daughter doing
here?
Not
now, Sunil.
Please calm down. Are you sure you want to do this? Don't you think enough damage has been done already?
Amelia is wheeled past after her operation.
So, I've spoken to the transplant team down on Keller, and they're just going to run some final tests to see whether or not the donor organ is a suitable match.
Do we know what happened to the donor?
It was a car crash.
Man or woman?
Do you really want to know?
Clear. Methodical. Tenacious. Excellent. Communication skills. Anyone told you you were wasted as a doctor?
What else am I going to do with my life?
In 4 months' time, when I'm used to my new lungs and I'm back behind my desk, you come and see me, and I'll tell you.
Peter hands Oliver his business card.
Might just do that.
What do you think he's saying to her?
It's not me, it's you.
She's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
She is.
Awful. Mm-hmm.
So you're not even going to listen to my side of the story?
You hit my child. What would make you think you could do something like that?
It was an accident. You have to believe me. I would never, ever hit a child. Why don't we talk about this later? You should never make big decisions when you're angry. That's what Daddy always says anyway.
We will talk about this later. But for now, you stay away from my child.
Leaving Lulu in the office, Michael heads out to the nurse's station.
So you're actually going to spend some time with me now?
Hey, kiddo, I'm sorry. You need me in theater.
I'm not bothered.
Come here. Come on. Look, I know it's a drag, but I will be back by 2 o'clock. Promise.
Well, in that case, it will definitely happen. Why don't you just dump me with another one of your psycho girlfriends?
Hey, don't get smart with me. Now, Lulu has explained what happened. I know it was an accident.
Come on, Michael, you're not serious.
You got a problem, Mr. Levy?
With all due respect, if someone hit my daughter...
Oh, right, because you are so famous for being tough and assertive, aren't you? Tranko, keep an eye on Jasmine for me, all right?
Yeah, what about my patients? They're gonna treat themselves?
I'm a consultant. A little respect.
So what did you tell her?
She woke up with one breast. I didn't have to tell her anything. Though you should know, she's talking about taking legal action.
She signed a disclaimer. She has no legal rights whatsoever. We'll just go in there and tell her she doesn't have a leg to stand on.
And that's it? This woman has just been through the most traumatic experience, and all you're worried about is covering your backs.
She's right. We should do this a civilized way.
I don't care what you do, but you have to contain this.
Ollie, we've just heard from the transplant team upstairs. We've got a green light.
That's brilliant news. I'll go and tell him.
No, actually, I'd like to tell him as his consultant.
Oh, so you get to break the good news, I break the bad news. That's how it works, is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I'm sorry. I think I should do this. It'll be good experience, no?
Don't do this.
What are you going to do? Fire me?
Jack looks secretly impressed. When Oliver enters Peter's room, he finds the bed empty and a note that says, "Sorry, Ollie."
You don't appear to have any intra-abdominal injuries, just severe bruising and injuries to the pubic rami.
In English?
The bones at the bottom of your pelvis. Sorry, how did you...
Oh, well, you know, took a corner a touch too fast. Had an unexpected meeting with a tree. What can I say? You know, I'm a bit of a boy racer. You're not a motorbike man, then?
Orthopods tend not to ride bikes. You've seen what they do to people.
You don't know what you're missing. I tell you, lads, I've yet to beat the lady that can resist the purr of that engine.
I'll take your word for it.
In fact, I wouldn't mind giving that sister a pillion. For a bird of her age, she's not in bad nick.
Steady. It's my other half you're talking about.
Oh. I'm sorry, I was under the impression that you were stepping out with a younger model over there.
Chantelle?
Yeah, so what?
Chantelle's about 12. Not really my bag.
Ah. You must have got the wrong end of the stick.
Honest mistake, I'm sure, Mr. Le Perve. Is that how you pronounce it?
What's going on? Is this meant to be funny? Oi, you two! Yeah, I can see you. Is this your idea of a joke? Pepe Le Perv? Is that how you see me?
What's going on?
Peter! It's viable.
I'm sorry.
The tests are back. It's viable.
Everything.
That's good news, isn't it?
Breathless, Peter sits down on a bench.
I've been thinking about this for so long. Every time I hear the ambulance go past, I think, what if that's it? What if that's my lung? And then you start to feel guilty because it's someone's wife or husband or child, and I'm just waiting for him to die.
He didn't die because of you.
There's a he. Some guy out there has died today, and they're gonna stick his lung in me. Some stranger's lung.
That's pretty much the size of it.
Look, I know my lungs are completely useless, yeah? But they're mine. I just want them to fix themselves.
I'm afraid there's a 0% chance of that happening. But if you don't have the op, there's a 100% chance you'll be dead by the end of the year.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
You're scared. And that's completely understandable. The question is, what are you more scared of? Having the operation? Or not having it?
What on earth possessed you?
It was my idea, Mr. Griffin.
No, it was my fault. Chantelle was just trying to help me out.
But then Elizabeth tried to help me out and I took it too far. Wasn't it meant to be a joke?
It's really not Chantelle's fault.
Well, since you two can't seem to get your story straight, maybe I should see what the patient has to say.
Jasmine gives Sasha a neat stack of files.
Spence. Oh, thank you for doing such a splendid job. Now, I believe the fee we agreed was one chocolate bar and a packet of crisps.
Two chocolate bars, actually.
You drive a hard bargain.
Thank you.
Do you know why he let you off the hook this time?
Because it was an accident?
No. It's because of who your daddy is. Michael Spence wouldn't jeopardize his precious plastics project. He's an American. It's all about ka-ching, ka-ching, dollar signs.
I know it's probably hard for you to understand.
Oh, I understand. You're not the first, and you won't be the last.
Tell you the truth, I probably deserved it.
Why?
Well, I never wanted to be middle-aged, you know. I mean, middle-aged people are paunchy, balding, sad fellows who wear slip-ons, do the gardening, you know. See, up here, I'm still the same bloke I was 30 years ago, but well, you forget how the rest of the world sees you. I used to be a charmer, you know. Girls like that would have eaten out my hand. But now, just a dirty old man.
Well, the good news is that there's no intra-abdominal injury, so we can leave you in the hands of the orthopedics department. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, it certainly hurts enough.
How fast were you going?
25 miles an hour.
And did the tree just swerve into your path? Or were you not wearing your glasses?
How'd you know?
Oh, just a lucky guess.
Rick dons his glasses, then wanders off. And Barry gets his specs out from under the sheets and puts them on as well.
I don't think there'll be any complaints from Mr. Le Perv.
Why didn't you take them both out? Now I look like a freak.
It's just temporary. There's nothing wrong with a good breast, so there's no point in taking it out. Now, as soon as the scars heal, I will replace the other one.
How long? How long?
A few months.
A few months? I paid for these. I put my trust in you to do your job, and you screwed up. Do you have any idea what this is going to do to my life?
I know. I'm sorry. I know it's very difficult.
No, I want to speak to your boss, the other guy.
He's not my boss.
Well, then I want to speak to whoever is. This is a joke. I mean, I'm going to sue you for everything you've got. Everyone's going to hear about this.
Dad said he'd be here by now.
Oh, well, I'm sure he's on his way.
Rick will be here to collect me soon. What about my school project?
Well, how about we see how much we get done before he gets here?
Are we gonna do that without Dad?
Easy. I work with him all the time. I know exactly what he's like. Come on. We'll do it together. It'll be fun.
I've got to tell you, you have no legal case against us whatsoever.
What?
Every surgery has its risks, and you signed a disclaimer before we operated on you. Now, we are not liable for what happened to you. So if you decide to pursue this, you'll only be causing more stress and expense for yourself.
What if it's not your fault, then whose fault is it?
This was a purely cosmetic procedure. You made the choice to have it. No one made you.
Leaving Amelia devastated, Michael turns and walks out of her room. Outside, Sunil eyes him coolly. Michael answers his phone.
Rick, wait. Wait there.
Then runs out of the hospital, only to find Rick's parking space now empty.
Damn it.
I wanted to make sure you're okay.
Oh, I'm great. I've never been better. Don't suppose Hal's rang?
Sorry.
He's always been the guy who sorts everything out. First night we met, he spent an hour and a half holding back my hair while he yacked my guts up.
We've all been there.
But you've never been anything more than friends.
Oh, no. Hal's too good for me.
Have you seen Mr. Spence anywhere? Actually, don't worry.
Lulu meets Michael in the corridor.
There you are. I've been looking everywhere.
Shut up.
What?
I'm going to say this to you in words of one syllable so that you are entirely clear about my meaning. You are dumped. You are a huge mistake.
You don't mean that.
Yeah, I do. I really do. My only regret is that I didn't do this when Jasmine was here earlier. I don't ever want to see you again. Is that clear enough?
You don't want to do this, Mikey.
Oh, my God. It's Michael. Not Mikey, not Mike. Just Michael.
Does Hanson know about Amelia? You know, the one whose boob job you made a total botch of.
You wouldn't.
Because you know he's going to find out. Hanson always does. And when he does, it would probably really help if you knew you could get Sir Fraser Anderson to smooth things over, wouldn't it?
You have no shame.
All you need to do is say, sorry, Lulu, I don't know what I was thinking. And I'll put a little call into Daddy. You know how protective men can be of their little girls, right? Mikey?
Bite me.
Gotta hand it to you, Mike. When you screw up, you really go for it. You call Hanson right now and you tell him that Lulu Hutchison is a dangerous fantasist who is out to destroy you.
You really think it's gonna work?
Do you have a better idea?
I don't care if he's in a meeting. I want to speak to my father. Tell him it's an emergency.
Mr. Spence?
I know.
Hal Nicholson, I'm a friend of Amelia's.
Great, excuse me.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I think the way you've treated her is disgraceful.
Okay, whatever you say.
Excuse me, I haven't finished.
I think you have.
Yeah, hey, listen to me. Nobody made her have those implants. I know that. But it's not her fault they went wrong. Now, I'm not going to stand by and watch yet another man make her feel bad about herself. She's worth 200 of you.
What do you want me to do about it?
I want you to take responsibility. I want you to man up. I want you to admit to her that you screwed up.
It's not going to happen.
No? Well, screw you.
What the hell is wrong with you? Take it easy.
Yeah, that's right. Run away, you coward.
Michael stops in his tracks and looks thoughtful. On Keller, Dan and the new nurse Stephen are looking at Barry's x-rays.
A bilateral undisplaced fracture of the pubic rami. Well, there's no treatment, so he'll just have to let it heal itself.
It's got to hurt. Surprised he's not screaming the place down.
I don't know. I've had patients walk around on a broken ankle for 2 weeks without realizing it.
True enough. I've played matches with a broken ankle. And a fractured wrist.
I played 40 minutes with a fractured collarbone.
Ever done your metatarsal? Now that hurts.
Oh, believe me, there's barely a bone in my body that I haven't smashed up at some point or another. Even my nose has been broken on 3 separate occasions.
4.
So what's your sport? Or are you just spectacularly clumsy?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse? Mm-hmm. Lacrosse is not a sport, it's a game. A girl's game.
I'm going to take a wild punt here, but, rugby?
Absolutely.
Lacrosse is about smashing people up with sticks. Rugby's about grabbing each other's legs and trying to pull the other guy's shorts down. But, mine's the girl's sport.
Don't worry about your mum. Have you seen the amount of security they've got on site ward? She's going nowhere.
Okay, maybe one. A very quick one.
Yay!
Mr. Douglas called me.
So you came to gloat?
What have I got to gloat about?
You said it was a bad idea. Now here I am. Mono-boobed freak show.
They're only boobs.
Yet to you they are.
Because I'm a sexless amoeba.
No. Because to most men, they're the difference between Hottie and Minger.
Well, most men are idiots.
Oh, so Jake's an idiot?
Jake is the king of idiots. Jake elevates idiocy to an art form. Jake should change his name by deed poll to Big Fat Idiot Head.
That's the man I'm in love with you're talking about there.
Ah, you don't love him. You just think you do because you're scared of being on your own.
Find me one person in the world who isn't.
Well, maybe you should find someone who loves you for who you are. Who always has. Who loves you for your flat chest and your terrible singing and your pale Irish skin. And who doesn't understand why you'd want to change a single thing about yourself.
Hey. I owe you an apology. You've put your faith in me and I let you down. And the only person who's screwed up here is me. So if you want to sue me, you go right ahead and do it.
I'm not going to sue you. But I do want you to do another operation.
Well, look, I've already told you that I can't.
Not to put it back. I want you to take this one out. I want you to put me back the way I was.
Hal smiles.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm not a terrible singer.
When she gives him a playful slap, he keeps hold of her hand.
Michael, I need you.
How would your kids describe you?
What?
How would your kids describe you? Do you think they'd call you brave, honest, decent?
Where are you going now?
I'm gonna tell Hanson the truth.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I'm done lying.
There's a popular misconception that most Americans are stupid.
There is.
It's usually an easy theory to annihilate.
I made a mistake.
No, you didn't make one mistake, Mr. Spence. You made a catalogue of them, a litany.
Look, I know you get some kind of perverse pleasure out of this, so why don't we just cut to the part where you fire me?
Oh, no, I've no intention of firing you. Not when our chances of FT status depend to such a dismayingly large degree on you and Mr. Barty.
All right, so what's the master plan? I assume there is one.
I've just given a promotion to Lulu Hutchison.
To what?
I've told Sir Fraser that on reflection, I don't feel we can offer his daughter the kind of support that her unique abilities demand, so I've arranged for her to be transferred to the cardiac department at St. Thomas's Hospital, London, with immediate effect. He's obviously tremendously proud of his daughter.
And that's it?
The Strategic Health Authority are watching our every move at the moment. If Sir Fraser has any cause to doubt the integrity of the men in charge of plastics, the whole thing could easily deflate like... Well, some metaphors are simply too obvious, aren't they?
Hanson pauses by the door.
This is the first and last time I clean up after you. Is that clear?
Mary.
When Hanson walks out of the consultant's office, Michael sits collecting his thoughts. He he receives a text from Jasmine asking him to look at her school project. Lulu struts onto AAU in heels and skin-tight black trousers.
I'm sure you've all heard by now that I've just been given a big promotion, so I wanted to hand back my pass.
Thank you, Lulu. And thank you for all your contribution to AAU. We're certainly going to miss your...
Oh, don't bother. I know what you all think of me. And to be honest, I couldn't give a stuff. Hanson thinks I'm too good for this place, and he's right. It's a dump. You have all the authority of a water buffalo in scrubs. You have hair like a lesbian, and not in a good way. And you, I think I'll miss you least of all. I don't know what you are. You're nothing but a skanky Russian weirdo.
Skanky Ukrainian weirdo.
Whatevs. Adios, losers. I'm out of here. Oh, and tell Michael Spence he's a lousy lay.
Champagne, anyone?
Sahira and Greg.
It's very sweet of you to go to the trouble of calling him back in.
Well, it was no hassle. Do you think she had any idea?
Of what?
That her best mate was hopelessly in love with her.
A woman always knows.
Peter is wheeled into theatre.
My dad says being a surgeon isn't just a job. It's something called a vocation, which means you have to give your whole life to it. You eat it, you sleep it, you breathe it, and the only friends you have are the ones you work with.
10, 9, 8
Having a surgeon for a dad means I don't get to see him that much. But that's because he's busy saving people's lives. Which is kind of cool when you think about it. Cooler than working in a bank or something anyway.
Reading Jasmine's project in the boardroom, Michael smiles.
I acted like a jerk.
Sunil gives Michael a beer.
Screwed up.
Well, it was you this time, could easily have been me. We all make mistakes. Important thing is, we're still in the game.
Got a long night in front of us.
Bring it on.
They clink bottles, and Sunil smiles.